Yeah, 谢谢这个, worship team 带我们唱诗歌。
I want to thank the worship team to lead our worship.
Yeah, 等一下我们也是跟, 谢谢他们选的, 这个诗歌, 真是让我们看, 哇, 我们有没有看到你在那个, 因为我常常这个, 走这个, 这个什么, hiking, 所以在hiking的时候, 就常常看到这个老鹰在那边飞。
I like really like hiking a lot, so very often I love to see the eagle fly.
你有没有看到那个老鹰的飞跟这个麻雀的飞两个不一样？
And you can see the difference between the eagle and the sparrow.
这个麻雀的飞啊, 它就是用它的力气, 呼啾呼啾呼啾, 就这样子在那边跑。
So the sparrow actually try their very effort, try to fly up.
但是你看那个老鹰, 它就是把翅膀打开。
And when you watch the eagle, they just spend the wings.
Yeah, 他就是他只要找到了那个卵流的时候, 他这个翅膀一打开, 就把它翔在空中。
When you see the eagle feel the string of the wind, it will expand the wing and took it off.
Yeah, 我们是在做基督徒, 我们是麻雀还是老鹰?
So as a Christian, should we be a sparrow or eagles?
Okay, 所以呀，真是我们真是愿意神帮助我们, 让我们每一天在神面前的这个经历越来越有, 让我们学像eagle。
And so that we really pray that every single day our spiritual life will be like eagle.
所以最近我在是以这个出埃及记跟大家分享。
So I've been sharing with you with the book of Exodus.
在这个上次我跟大家分享的时候就是这个摩西跟神在那边 argue 是不是在那边的争执哈?
And so the last time I shared with you was the Moses actually argue with God.
他说神啊今天我看我自己我是左口笨舌的我实在是没有办法服侍你。
I'm not very good with my lips, I just cannot serve you.
是不是我们中间也有的人是像这样子你有这样子的借口?
Often we feel the same way, we're not very good.
你是不是常常就说啊，主啊，不要找我，因为我左口笨舌。
And very often, don't ask me to do it because I'm not just good enough to serve you.
呀，我们今天这个摩，到时那个是每次他问的问题，神就给他一个回答。
And every time Moses challenged God, God gave him an answer.
到时他这个全部的问题都问完了，他这个神的回答也都回答完了，他到最后还是说，哎呀，你应该去找别人。
So even after he the God answered all his questions, but in the end, Moses said, go look for somewhere else.
哎，这也是我常常就会听到的哈。
And very often I hear that from people as well.
啊，要我服侍，你去找别人好了。
And so don't ask me to serve. There's other people more capable than me.
所以那个整个问题就是说，你到底愿不愿意服侍？
But the issue is, are you willing to serve the Lord?
所以我很高兴啊，我们现在中间现在这个 Jackie 现在也开始出来帮忙做 Zoom 上面的。
So we noticed that there are people actually rise up to really serve in different capacity, just like Jackie.
Yeah, 而且还有像那个罗弟兄也开始在后面帮忙搞这个 Zoom.
And very often the brother Low actually do the Zoom and also counting the attendance.
Yeah, 在这个教会啊，很多教会都是像大家看这个 football 哈。
And so church sometimes is like watching the football.
里面几个人在那边跑得累的喘气都喘不过来了。
And maybe there are a few of them running as the stars.
然后在座台上面坐了几上千上万的人在那边，耶，你应该怎么样做？你应该怎么样做？
But the spectator is easy for them to criticize why you need to be to how you need to play.
弟兄姐妹，教会不是看球赛哈。
And so the church is not like a spectator watching a football game.
教会是神的殿。
And so the church is God's temple.
我们每一个人都是在神的殿里面，都是其中有份的。
Every one of them should play a part.
Okay, 让我们再继续往这个出埃及记继续往前走。
And so we will continue the Exodus.
今天我们是会 cover 这个出埃及记第五章一直到第十二章，这是又是一段。
So we will cover Exodus chapter 5 to 12.
那我们一开始，我们先我就找一个主要的经节，我们一起来读哈。
So in the beginning, let's just read the main verses.
这个是在网上的弟兄姐妹，我们是要读这个出埃及记第六章第六节跟第七节。
So we're actually going to read Exodus chapter 6, 6 to 7.
呀，我们要不要一起站立？我们来读神的话语。
So let's rise and then let's read together.
呀，这个是。 我们大家以敬畏的心，我们在神面前读神的话。
Let's read it with a reverent heart.
我是耶和华，我要用伸出来的膀臂重重刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道我是耶和华你们的神，是救你们脱离埃及的重担。 OK, English.
I'm the Lord, and will bring you out from the under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slave to them. I will redeem you with an outreach arm and with a mighty axe of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from the under the yoke of the Egyptians.
我们在天上的父，我们谢谢你，你有话语赐给我们。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you. You have given your words to us.
愿你自己的话语的变成你自己给我们的信息。
And so your words will become message for us.
让我们今天知道，我们今天活在这个世界上，你给我们的心意是如何。
And so we will know your heart why we live on this earth.
真是释放我们，让我们能够来敬拜你。
And release us from the boundaries so we can worship you freely.
We pray in the
name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
Yeah, 所以在这个出埃及记啊，出埃及它就是说 out of bondage, 它就是从这个捆绑中出来。
And so Exodus really emphasized all of the bondage.
你知道在那个时候他们已经这个以色列人已经在犹太地已经在这个埃及地已经做为奴，他已经在那边430年了。
So Israel has been slave in Egypt for 430 years.
他们在那430年，我想我们中间哈，我们特别是想到我们中国人哈，在美国430年，你知道你还觉得你是中国人吗
？And so even after 430 years, you feel in the United States, I used to feel you are Chinese.
你可能只是听说，哎呀，我这个，所以我就说我的几个孙子啊，以后曾孙子啊什么，他们只是有个 last name 是 Lin, 他们的脸孔可能都是完全美国人的样子。
So for example, my grandchildren, maybe my great grandchildren, then they probably know their last name maybe is Chinese, but everything else.
所以他们在那个时候，他们在这个埃及的生活，他们就完全的融入他们的生活里面。
So the Israelites melted the culture of Egypt.
但是呢，那个时候他们的人太多了，所以埃及人都开始对他们都有点戒心。
And so the population has grown, so Egypt has really tried to keep them from growing.
所以就把他们都变成了奴隶。
And so make them to become slaves.
你还记不记得上次我提到的那个时候摩西？他的名字是摩西的意思，就从水里拯救出来的。
And so Moses' name is that free from water.
所以那个时候法老他不但说是看到这个以色列人他们那么多人，他也看到这些人都这个壮丁啊越来越厉害，他就说他就怕，如果说打仗的时候他们反过来帮助敌人，那他们就完蛋了。
So the Pharaoh actually was afraid that Israel continued to grow. So one day if they decide to rebel, that Egypt is not going to win.
所以他那个时候就要全部的以色列人呢、啊，就是做奴隶，然后给他们苦。
And so he want to give them hard labor, make them slaves.
然后你记不记得这个摩西，他是水里救出来是怎么回事？是因为那个时候他们把全部的生下来的男孩子都杀掉了。
So why was Moses named the rescue from the water? Because they want to kill the firstborn.
所以那个时候摩西长大，他哥哥比他大3岁，他没事，但是他跟他那一代的人大概只有这么几个人。被偷偷的留下来。
And so his brother, who's 3 years older, that was okay. But for people his age, a lot of people never survived.
所以那个时候这样子，整个以色列人他们今天为了生活，他的感觉就只是说，我今天就是被做奴隶，他也习惯的做奴隶了。
And the Israelite has been very used to become slaves.
然后他今天的生活，他就只是凭他的感觉。
And so their life that they feel like it just it depends their feeling.
Yeah, 我今天早上起来我可以少做一点工作，哇，我晚上我就很高兴。
And so if I can do a little bit less work, maybe I will be happy tonight.
啊，如果说是我今天这个人家打了我，在我做事的时候被人家逼的打了我，那我回家我可能打太太了。
And so maybe if someone beat me up while I'm working, that maybe I he my wife.
所以他们这几个 generation 下来，他们的生活就是做奴隶的生活。
And so for so many generations, they became slave. They are used to it.
然后他们都开始不开始对的，为什么我们要做这个奴隶？有这样子的这个 challenge， 就是这个挑战。
So they never challenge why they are slaves.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天生活里面是不是也是在今天的社会里面，我们也是一个奴隶
？And so, have you ever thought about we also become slave of the society?
今天有哪些东西对你来讲啊，你也不再问说为什么我的老板会这样子对我
？And very often you don't even challenge, so why is my boss treating me like this?
啊，今天在美国，这个撒旦的做法就是给你这个银行的这个数目字。
And so Satan has a tricky way to do it, just for you to pay attention how much money you have in the bank.
所以你整个人生，等你结束的时候，你就知道啊，我这个 number 越来越大，越来越大，越来越大。然后你走了，一毛钱都带不走。
So all your life you pay attention to the number of your bank account, but then you can never bring it with you.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天是不是今天活在这个世界上，被这个世界的这个 system 变成他的奴隶
？So have we become a slave of the society?
啊，今天这个撒旦让我们今天赚钱，赚的再怎么多都是缺那么一块钱。
And so we feel like no matter how much money we make, we still lack a little bit.
哇，你觉得神他今天看到我，他的儿女们是这样子在这个在四种的这个 bondage 里面，你觉得神他会满意吗
？Do you think God will be happy when He sees the condition like we are?
啊，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天生活活在神的面前，我们真是要看到神在我们身上的旨意是如何。
So we really need to know what's God's heart in our life.
所以在这个时候，在那个埃及的时候，神他听到了他们的这个愁苦。
And so God heard their crying.
呀，我们今天有没有时候，你今天在生活里面？这样子生活里面有没有也是那个愁苦跟神诉苦
？And so when you have a difficulty, have you ever bring it to the Lord?
你说这个神他有没有听到
？Do you feel that God sometimes listen or not listening?
有的时候我们今天甚至去把这个愁苦我们都当做一个正常了。
And so that we treated our obstacle or suffering as a norm.
神要我们 wake up， 神叫我们起来。
And God wants a wake up.
啊，今天弟兄姐妹们，我们今天活在这个世界上，到底？最后你咽下最后一口气的时候，你什么东西你是跟着你走的
？So when you took your last breath, what can you bring with you?
神真是我让我们这一辈子不要被这个撒旦把我们整个一辈子都给迷惑了。
And so we do not will be deceived by the Satan.
所以这个时候呢，神他听到了他们的这个被在这种这个捆绑里面，所以神他就到。找摩西去找这个法利跟这个法老说，让我的百姓走。
And so God knows the difficulty Israelite facing, so He's telling the Moses to let His people go.
哇，这个摩西去到里面 ，Let my people go， 这个是 my people， 神的人。
And here， 就是说神让他的子民去离开。
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有看到你是属神的人，你不是属于这个世界上的人
？Do you notice that you belong to God, not only belong to this world?
神今天跟法老在那边交涉的时候，是让我的百姓离开。
And so when the God negotiated with the Pharaohs, let my people go.
弟兄姐妹们，有没有看到你是不是你的人？你其实是神的人，神他看你是他的，是他的百姓。
Do you see your person as your own, or you belong to God?
所以这个时候，神就找了这个摩西来，这个到这个法老那边给他的十灾。
And so the God called Moses to have a ten plagues.
呀，在这个十灾里面，他有他的学问哈。
And so all the ten plagues has their reason for it.
呀，在这个十灾里面，他是三个的。
It comes with the three.
然后这个第一个先开始，他是先是拿这个杖变成这个蛇。
And so it starts with the stick become a serpent.
为什么他用这个杖变成蛇
？Why？
你有没有看到这个埃及王、法老王他们的这个木乃伊里面，他们的头盔上是什么东西
？Do you see what they is on their coffin? What's on the right?
Yeah. So
the mummy.
The mummy, you see, they are always the serpent.
And there's a serpent on the mummy.
所以一开始，这个摩西，神就叫摩西到法老面前把这个杖丢下去，是一个蛇。
And so through the staff, on the ground, and then the staff become a serpent.
这个时候行法术的人他们也来，他们也是可以把它变成蛇。
And the people in the Egypt, they can do the, exactly the same thing.
然后这个摩西他的杖就把这个他们的那个假的神的蛇给吃了。
And so the Moses staff actually swallowed the magician's their snake.
你有没有看到神他今天所给我们的杖里面是有他的权柄
And you will see that whatever God gave it to us has authority in it.
是比在上面做王的 做总统的他们的权柄都大
It's greater than anything else, more than a kingdom, a king.
啊、弟兄姐妹们你们不要看你们哎呦今天你总统你去搞你的事情、啊、我们在家里面 做我们赚我们的钱
And so very often we just see the president do your own thing, we do our own thing.
但是神给我们神的儿女有这个权柄 God, 是胜过这个世界上的权柄。
God gave the authority on this earth is exceeding anything else.
然后这个除了这个杖以外就开始第一个灾就是这个尼诺河的水变成雪。
So next was that the Nile River become blood.
然后再下一个就是这个水里面的这个青蛙都跑出来了。
And so next plague is a frog, the multitude of frogs.
Yeah, 所以在这个里面它就是变成三个三个三个一组三个三个一组。
So every, they group as a three, together.
所以这非常有意思就是说当它这个三个一组的第一个开始都是神跟叫摩西去跟法老给他 warning, 给他警告。
So every first one of the three is that Moses need to negotiate with the Pharaoh, is giving Pharaoh a warning.
所以这三组里面第一个都是警告第二个也是警告第三个神就没有警告了。
So the first two of the three is always a warning, but the third one is not.
然后再下面那三组又是警告警告又没有警告。
The same thing with the second group and the third group.
所以今天你看啊，这个当到这个当他说这青蛙从水里面跑出来的时候，这个埃及的他们也可以做。
And so you see when the frog coming from the water, this magician in Egypt can do the same thing.
但是到了后来，当那个神叫这摩西去拿了这个地上的这个尘土，抛到这个天上去的时候，就变成了这个疮，让人身上长疮。
And so then using the dust and threw in the air, it become the gnats.
啊，在这个像这些东西的时候，要只要一有从没有生命的变成有生命的，这个法术的人都不能做。
So every time when there is the things from non-life to life that those magicians cannot do.
所以他这边有十个灾啊，就针对他有十个他们的十个不同的这个神在那攻击，在击打他。
Ten plagues have to do with the ten gods that Egypt believed.
一直到了到第十个是那个击杀他的那个长子。
And so the last one is attack the firstborn of Egypt.
Okay, 这个行不行帮我一下 ？OK, 谢谢。然后他就杀了他的长子了以后，他这个时候神他们就是把他们带出来了。
And so because that, and then the Israelites are able to leave.
所以他今天神他今天是不他很不愿意看到我们世界上的神的儿女们被世界上的东西给捆绑住
God does not want to see that we became a slave of this world
他今天不是只是被动的要你把他神他就是攻击你今天所你想依赖的东西他不只是
God is not just a passive you try to attack the things that you love
他今天是要把你带出来然后不是就 drop you 他要把你带出来要给你带到你 进到别的地方去
God want to bring you out to the much better place
所以在那个六章第四节的时候他说我要领以色列我的军从这个埃及出来
So in the Exodus chapter 6 verse 4 talk about I will bring the army of God out
Army 神啊你有搞错没有
And you talk about army Are you serious?
啊、弟兄姐妹有时候你说神啊你要找我你有没有搞错啊
And so sometimes God speaks to you say, why don't you do something? You say, are you serious to God?
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹神他今天看到以色列人不是他们现在的样子
And God does not see what Israelites are at that time
他不是看到他们一天到晚这个在那边埋怨的这个奴隶
He does not just only see they're complaining and they are slaves
他看到的是40年以后 他带他进入迦南地的那个光景。
And so he got what he sees after 40 years that the, when they enter Canaan, they are army of God.
所以在这个在这个在这个这个这个出埃及记最后一章第四十节，它是怎么结束的
？And so the Exodus chapter 40, how did it end?
它是神的荣耀在会幕中彰显。
And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
弟兄姐妹们，神他今天要除掉你的捆绑，不是只是为了要你自由。
And God will remove your bondage, not just be, want you to be free.
他今天是把我们要变成自由的人，变成是他的会幕，然后神的荣耀要在我们中间彰显。
So beside that, he wants to remove the things, then we are fill the tabernacle, so we can glorify God.
弟兄姐妹，不要小看自己哈。
Look down on yourself.
今天我们说啊，我们今天只是奴隶，今天只是为了这个赚，只是为了这个生活。
And so we just say, oh, we're a slave of those words. We just need to make a living.
但是神看你看他们是四十年以后是神的军队。是在那边建造会幕，然后神的荣耀充满的地方。
So God see them is after 40 years, they are the army of the Lord, and they are the tabernacle. Then glory will fill in the tabernacle.
Yeah, 我们在看呢，为什么神他今天要这样子，经过了这么多的麻麻烦烦的，让这个摩西跟那法老这样子来的交涉，为什么他这么麻烦？
And why have you ever thought about why God wants to go through so much trouble, go through the Pharaoh, go to Moses?
有的时候我们是不是也是跟神祷告说，神啊，何必要我去传福音？你每天早上在天上写的 I'm God, 世界上都解决了。
And so why,
福音都不需要传了。
So it's very often you ask the question, why do you want me to preach the gospel? You just put a sign in the sky and say, I'm God.
神他今天是要我们来经历他。
So God, the reason is He wants us to experience Him.
但是神有的时候要我们经历他的时候，我们人第一个反应就是 complain.
So very often our first reaction is just complain.
啊，我们有多少人喜欢 complain?
How many people just love?
没有人哈，我有一个都没有。
I hope not.
Yeah, 真是我们一个人都没有 ，right?
I hope we don't like to complain.
Yeah, 你看这很有意思，在第这个出埃及第四章，当时这个摩西。跟这个以色列的百姓跟他们讲说神要拯救你们的时候他们就低头下拜
And so when the Moses tell the Israelites that God's going to rescue you and so they all bow down to worship
哇他说、哦、神他今天 finally 今天 让我们知道这个到底谁是真神
And so finally they realize who is the God
yeah, 所以他们在那个时候他们已经也跟那个埃及的这些假神也都混在一起了，所以神就一个一个要把他们除掉。
And so at the time they already melted into the Egyptian culture, so they also worshipped the false god.
所以当神要把你不好的东西拿掉的时候，你感觉舒服还是不舒服
？So when very often God want to remove the things that you already have, do you feel comfortable?
啊，你们不讲话，我也不讲了。神要把你东西拿掉的时候，你舒不舒服
？So when God want to remove certain things out of you, do you feel comfortable?
也不舒服哈。
No,
所以当时神他第一个，他跟这个法老讲说啊，我要带我的人带我的百姓出去去纪念那去敬拜我，然后这个法老就给他们更多的工作。
And so the when God want to lead the Israelite out of the Egypt, so then Pharaoh gave them more work to do.
所以他们第一个经历神的经验是什么
？The first experience that with God.
他们是工作更多，然后又被工头打。
And so they have more work, and they also beat up.
所以他们第一个反应是什么？就来跟这个，就跟这个摩西 complain.
The first reaction is a complaint to Moses.
在五章第二十一节。
And so in the chapter 5, verse 21.
他说：“你们啊，他就讲到这个摩西跟这个亚伦，你们让我们在这个法老的面前，跟他臣仆面前都有了臭名。”
And so actually they complain, you have made a stench, stench to Pharaoh and his official.
你把刀子给在他们手上来杀我们。
And you give them a sword, try to kill us.
哇，这个时候摩西他总算他要来服侍神了啊！一下这个百姓跟他 complain 了。
And so the Moses was ready to serve the Lord, but then his people start complaining.
然后五章第二十三节，他就跑到神面前， 你一点都没有拯救他们。
So in the verse, chapter 5, verse 2, you did not rescue your people at all.
然后在六章十二节，他那边讲说，他说，然后这个神叫他再继续跟这个法老讲，但是他就说，连以色列人都不听我的，我怎么去跟法老讲？还很有理由哈。
And so that he find all kinds of excuses. Even Israel do not listen to me. How will Pharaoh listen to me since I speak with a faulty lips?
Yeah, 所以他这边他要加上，谢谢帮我加上去的。他不但说是说我他法老不听我，他说不听我这个拙口笨舌的人。
Not only listen to me, and also not want to listen to me with a faulty lips.
哇，弟兄姐妹们，有的时候我们一 complain 的时候，我们把事情就越来越讲越吵。
And so very often we complain that the matter become more complex.
只有当我们神他今天要把这些环境把它给我们的时候，是要让我们去经历神。
And very often when we have those circumstances, is that to experience God.
神他常常是用一些这个一个 negative, 就是负面的一些环境，反而是让我们去经历它。
Very often God give us a negative environment or circumstances to experience Him.
当我们今天去看这个这个出埃及记的时候，你就看到神让这个就神使法老的心刚硬。
And so we see that the Pharaoh's heart become hardened.
但是一开始在出埃及记第四章第二十一节那边就讲了，他是神任凭他这个法老心刚硬。
And so very often when you see earlier that God let Pharaoh's harden his heart.
所以在这个，所以在当他那个圣经上，他特别有个小字，他就说以下面讲的刚硬都跟这个都是同一个字，
and so
是神让他任凭他刚硬。
And so God let him harden his heart.
弟兄姐妹们，有的时候弟兄外面的人对你的这个负面的东西，是神任凭他们，为的是要我们经历神自己。
And very often that people has a negative things about you, and pursue it is to experience God.
所以今天我们今天看到这个难处的时候，当我们今天看我们环境，我们都是感觉都会这个 complain.
And very often we see difficulty, the first reaction is to complain.
但是完了以后，当他这个当摩西 complain 完了以后，从第七章开始。没有就开始看到神的工作。
And so after people complain, chapter 7, and God starts to work.
弟兄姐妹，在后第七章开始，然后有这个十个灾，每一个灾都是被这个法老这个拒绝。
And so they happened to 10 plagues, but every one of them that Pharaoh continued to reject.
但是从在第七章开始以后，你就看不到摩西 complain anymore.
After chapter 7, Moses did not complain anymore.
他就看到神的工作，他就当我们仰望神的时候，你就看到今天在难处里面是神在掌权。
He see God's work whenever during the difficulty when you look up to God, God is working.
所以当我们今天我们在看环境的时候，我们是一个神他宝血所买回来的人。
And so when we look in the circumstances, that we gotta see that we've been redeemed by His precious blood.
你是要看环境嘞，你还是要看这个环境后面的神
？Do you rather to see the surrounding and the circumstances, or you want to see the things behind it？
所以今天神他今天降灾，他是为了要释放。
And so when God give the plague, actually wanted to release His people.
弟兄姐妹们，今天当我们今天碰到难处的时候，你其实有时候问问看，其实是因为神，你这个难处是针对你自己有些问题。
And very often the difficulty has to do the issue that we have.
我们今天还是到神面前还是 complain 呢？
And do we still continue to complain?
还是我们今天到神面前看到神的作为，把我们的 plug， 把我们的这个疫情把它拿走。
And so we will see the things that behind the difficulty that God removed the plague.
所以当我们今天碰到这个冲击来的时候，其实神在工作。
And so when we see the difficulty, God is working.
神他今天是击打这个埃及，他其实是击打这个埃及后面的神。
And so the strike against Egypt is a strike against the God behind them.
他今天是在击打我们今天所心里面的假神。要把我们拿走。
He is striking the things that we have the false God in us.
这样子神他只有借着这样子来才能释放我们，让我们经历到神。
So only through that God can set us free.
弟兄姐妹们，我们今天到神面前碰到难处的时候，你是到神面前 complain， 你还是到神面前看到神他作为在你身上的工作？
So again, when you go through difficulty, you just complain or you see the things behind it.
所以到了这个，到了这个第十灾，就是击杀这个帮我一下。OK， 就是击杀这个长子了以后，然后就神就马上开始这个逾越节。
And so after the strike to kill the firstborn, and now start Passover.
哇，他今天这个神他开始有这个这个逾越节，你们也想到当耶稣基督他在世的时候，他设立这个圣餐是什么时候？
And so if you remember what the Passover before God was died, Jesus died on the cross, and he said the Last Supper.
他就是在这个逾越节的时候。
And it happened that in during the Passover.
所以今天在这个逾越节的时候，他是要他这个神，他跟这个跟以色列人讲说，我今天击杀长子是为的是要你们都知道我是耶和华。
And so what the God has done is that to let the Israelite know He is God.
而且每次看到这个逾越节，他就说我是要败坏埃及的一切的这些神。
I'm the one that is going to destroy all the gods of Egypt.
他说我因为我是耶和华。
Because I am the Lord.
那弟兄姐妹们，每次我们每个月来到神的台前。
And so every month when we come before the table.
我们今天有没有看到我们今天还是带的一大堆的这个 burden, 这些这个包袱到神的面前。
Do we carry a lot of bondage when we come?
啊，我们今天是不是还有一些我们心里面的假神
带到神面前。And do we also still worship on the false gods?
啊，你今天你的假神可能是啊，你今天为了赚钱。
And maybe because that you want to make more money.
今天你今天的这个假神可能是礼拜天，我可以多睡一下觉。
Oh, maybe you just want to sleep over, on Sunday.
啊，让我就顺便在这个时候再鼓励弟兄姐妹参加主日学啊。
And so I really encourage you to come to join the Sunday school.
哇，在这个礼拜整个礼拜都已经很累了，今天礼拜天我可以睡一睡懒觉。
And very often you work Monday to Friday, the Sunday you finally can sleep in.
所以我特别也就提一下，就邀请弟兄姐妹在我们现在开始新的这个罗马书在主日学，就九点半在我们这边。
So Chinese Sunday school start the new series studying the book of Romans. So I really invite you to come.
所以今天我们那个比安卡他带这个概论的时候，他就提这个罗马书啊，就是一个圣经的一个钥匙。
And so we talk about the introduction of Romans. Talk about Romans like a key to the Bible.
今天你今天有了这个钥匙，你今天到哪一卷书，你大概都可以知道这个圣经是神的旨意怎么样。
If you're very familiar with the book of Romans, then you will really understand other books as well.
好不好？我就想着鼓励弟兄姐妹们，你们早一点，每一个礼拜就早一个钟头啊，就可以来教会了。
And so I really encourage you that you can just come to church 1 hour early.
Yeah, 因为等一下我会提到，因为神他在里面有设立了这个会，这个圣会。
And so then we talk about God set up the tabernacles.
他今天是在每七日里面的第一日。
It will be the first day of every 7 days.
他就说那一天是什么东西都不做。我看那个梅弟兄跟那个 Jackie， 你们的这个店都很感谢主，你们都把它关掉，
and so
就是来敬拜神。
So where brother May and Jackie very often, usually they close all their shops on Sunday so they can come to worship God.
Yeah, 我想你们是不错，你们关掉了。其实那天早点来。
So yeah, you close that day, but I continue to encourage people.Come early to join the Sunday school.
所以在这个神他今天把这个以色列人把他们都拯救了，要他们出去，那就要离开这个埃及。
So God rescued Israelite from Egypt and go to the Canaan.
他一开始他们要把他们要把他变成自由的时候，你觉得他可不可以马上走？
And so when they are free, do you feel that they're ready to go?
他是必须要借着这个羔羊的血，他才躲掉这个长子。
They have to put the blood of a lamb in order to avoid the striking.
弟兄姐妹，有的时候我们是说，哎呀，神啊，感谢你，我们今天可以得自由了。
And very often say, yeah, we are free, Lord.
也不是让你去乱跑，这是借着耶稣基督的宝血。
So the freedom is that do whatever you want, but it's through the Jesus Christ's precious blood.
而且他今天找的这个羊是要无 无残疾的羊。
And those lambs without defect.
然后我在准备的时候，我看有个参考书，他是说中国人的吹毛求疵是什么意思？
And so the Chinese people like to say they're very critical about picking on tiny little things.
他说啊，他这个这为什么是吹毛刺？他是把这个羊毛啊吹起来，看它里面的那个皮上面有没有杂的样子。
And so actually, literally is that they try to blow the lamb's the feather or hair.
The hair, blow the hair away to see the color.
To see the
color on the skin.
Color of the skin.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天到神面前，当我们今天用主耶稣说他是那个无罪的羊羔，你要知道神他是何等的圣洁。
When we talk about Lamb of God is blameless.
然后他在
那边 holy he is.
然后再来呢，他是要一家一家的吃。
And then you talk about we get together as a family.
呀，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天，所以他在那边讲说，我们吃羊羔的时候是一家一家的吃。如果你吃不那个羊，你家人少。就把另外一家拿出来请过来，不是说只找一两个人来哈，也是一家一家。神的心意是我们一家一家的在神面前。
So when they share the slaughter lamb, so they start with a family, but when they have extra, they start sharing with the community.
然后那个时候他们就开始，神就在这个在那个时候就开始用，他就说他们是这些，就称他们为他们的，称他们为他这个全体的会众。当做这个祭，这个羊羔变成祭。
And so the lamb, the offering the lamb and become the sacrifice is offering for the community.
所以在那个时候，虽然是吃这个羊的肉，但是呢，神他今天看到了，今天是一个宝血，所以他就把这个羊羔变成祭。从那个时候就开始在会众里面当做祭了。
So even the eating the lamb, but it's become a sacrifice as an offering to God.
以前在这个事情以前，他们有人私下私人的，像那个亚伯拉罕呐、以撒、雅各，他们看到神的时候，他马上就宰了一个羊，有献祭，他个人的。
And so in the past, it's individual like Abraham that offered the lamb to the Lord.
所以在到了当以色列要出了到出埃及的时候，神就开始把这个羊羔变成一个祭，献给神，一个馨香的祭。
So when they're ready to exit the Egypt.So it become a Passover.
他这个在吃羊羔的时候，他有同样时间，他就说你要吃那个无酵饼。
And so in the same time, you need to eat an unleavened bread.
什么是无酵饼
？So what is unleavened bread?
在这个酵在圣经里面就是一些不好的东西。
And in the Bible, when you talk about yeast, is something negative.
他说这七天里面你要把这个酵都要除掉。
And so you need to eat the unleavened bread in without the yeast for 7 days.
所以在这个圣经里面他也讲到，在新约里面讲到有很多的不同的酵。
And so when talk about, in the Bible, talk about there's a different type of yeast.
因为这个酵会把这个全团都给发起来。
And so when there's a yeast that actually will change the batch of dough, changing the property.
Right, 它的那个面就还是那么多，但是呢它有很多这个夸张的东西进去了，变成一气体啊，都变成好膨胀了。
And so the dough actually it start to expand because there's a lot of air from the yeast.
然后这个 yeast 的这个面包呢，你就放了几天，它就变酸了，味道都变了。
After 3-4 days, that yeast will make the dough sour.
所以在这个圣经里的，特别是保罗，他讲的有好多的几个，还有耶稣他也讲的，要我们防备这些酵。
And so in the Bible, it said we need to watch out those different type of yeast.
Yeah, 我们今天第一个，我们今天看到，我们不但说是要除掉我们的这个捆绑。
And so besides, we need to remove the bondage.
然后第二个要看到我们自己里面要除掉酵。
And then we need to also remove that yeast.
法利赛人的酵就是这个假冒伪善。
The yeast of the Pharisees talk about hypocrisy.
是不是我们今天这个？我上次有一次听到一个有个牧师在电视上面讲到，他就把他这个衣服啊西装穿得很好看。
And so one time I see a pastor really dressed up.
但是他把这个西装他就把它脱下来，你看他的衣服除了西装没有盖的地方全部都是破破烂烂的。
And so when he removed his coat, everything inside, no sleeve.
然后他的这个领带是摆在他的那个夹克里面。
But his tie was tied in his shirt.
他把这个领带一拿出来都也是被撕得一塌糊涂。
But when he took his tie out, there was a lot of shreds.
弟兄姐妹，我们有的时候来到神的面前，是不是也像这样子的一个西装带在里面
？And so, do we just like that person that everything look okay outside, but inside is a mess?
当你打开的时候，又脏又乱。
And it's dirty and it's really messy.
这就是法利赛人的笑。
And this is ease of the Pharisees.
然后还有这个西律的笑，就是特别是有的人是注重在权柄上面
，and also
有物质上面。
Ease of Herod really talk about the people care about the material and the power.
还有撒都该的笑，什么是撒都该的笑呢
？And also ease of Sadducees.
那他们是只是凭理论，只是凭这个理智，不相信神迹，不相信死里复活，不相信任何的这个神迹的事情。
They only care about the reasoning. They don't believe in miracles.
呀、yeah, ，我们有的时候是不是来到教会，有的时候我们也碰到有一些人不太。啊、今天 要讲到这个神的事情的时候，看到啊，他不太相信，他很客气的，你好，我好，大家好。
And very often when you see people come to church, that you just you're good, I'm good, but they truly do not believe in miracles.
然后在加拉太的这个笑，他是讲到割礼，就是一些我们今天做基督徒，我们应该要做些什么事。
In the Church of Galatians, talk about the ease of Galatian church and talk about what we need to do right.
然后哥林多的教会的笑是这个是淫乱的笑。
And let's talk about their immorality.
哇，所以他们今天在这个在以前的在那段时间的时候，是让我们去犯罪，让这个福音神的恩典更显明。
So we can do whatever we want. We're more sin that we can reveal God's more the salvation.
但是神他今天是要看我们把这些自己里面的笑都要拿掉。我们今天走在旷野路走的时候，才会有这个力量。
So God wants us to remove all the ease in us that so we can walk the wilderness path.
然后再来就是要我们就是神他就设立的这个圣会。
After that is the hold a sacred assembly.
呀、yeah, ，弟兄姐妹们，我想特别是我们在网上的弟兄姐妹们，如果说是你是因为生活的这个是因为你的这个健康有问题不太行的话，那是没话讲。
And so a lot of people that maybe is online to worship, and if you have a health issue or maybe you're not able to move around.
但是神他在里面是建立了一个这个圣会，要大家都在一起。
And God really wants to hold a sacred assembly, want people to worship together.
呀、yeah, ，真是当我们大家都在一起的时候，神的心意才会满足。
And so when we are together, God's heart will be satisfied.
所以这个是在这个第十二章十六节那边就讲出，开始有了圣会，要大家在一起啊，大家一起往前走。
So in the Exodus chapter 12 and verse 16, talk about we need to get together.
然后一直到了十二章的三十七节，这个时候他们才开始走，外面的这个捆绑去掉了。里面的笑除掉了，这个时候我们开始往前走。
So then talk about we remove the bondage and remove the ease. Now we're ready to exit.
所以在那个罗马书，我们现在查的罗马书第六章第四节里面，他说我们受洗是归入基督的死，我们和他一同埋葬，叫我们这个复活的有一举一动的有新生的样式。
And so Romans chapter 6 verse 4 talk about we were buried with him through baptism.Into the death in order, and that Christ will raise from the dead from the glory of the Father.
所以你看看，我们今天其实做一个得胜的基督徒，有三个主要的东西。
So how do we live a very victorious life? There's three things.
第一个，我们今天把我们生活上给我们的这个捆绑有没有给除掉
？So are we willing to let God to remove the bondage in our life?
第二个，神要我们把我们心里面的笑。也除掉，不该有的东西拿掉。
And God wants to remove the ease that to be removed.
第三个，弟兄姐妹大家一起有圣会，
and、
然后彼此的激这个圣经也讲叫我们彼此激励，让爱主的心各得增长。
And so the last one is that we need to get together to encourage and support each other.
所以呀，我就用这个圣经节来做结论哈。
And so I will conclude with a Bible verse.
所以我在看的是希伯来书第十二章。今天我们在分主日学的时候，有人讲他也喜欢这个希伯来书，我也很喜欢希伯来书哈。这希伯来书十二章第一节跟第二节怎么说
？And so let's read the Hebrew chapter 12 verse 1-2.
他说：“就当放下一切的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。” 仰望我们的信心创始成终的耶稣。
So let's throw away everything that hinder and the sin that so easily entangles, and let's run with a perseverance, a race, and a mark of us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of faith.
这样子，然后让我们能够才能活出一个得胜荣耀的身体。
So we can live
the 生命。
So we can live a very victorious and abundant life.
哎，弟兄姐妹，我们已经做这个基督徒一阵子了哈。
So we have been a Christian for a little while.
你有没有让这个荣耀的生命出来？
Do you have you let this glory of life come out?
神把这个以色列人出了埃及是为的是在进迦南，然后有建圣殿，有神的荣耀彰显。
And the reason God bring Israel out of Egypt is that to go to the Canaan and build the tabernacle to the tabernacle filled with God's glory.
神他今天不只是消极的要我们出埃及。
And God does not passively just wants to leave Egypt.
神要我们进入迦南，然后神的荣耀在会幕里面彰显。
God wants us to enter the Canaan so His glory can reveal and feel in His tabernacle.
也正是求主帮助我们哈，把我们生活上，我们先看看我们生活上的哪些是你的，是哪些你的 bondage， 是哪些是你的捆绑的。
And so we need to look examine our life. What is the bondage in your life?
然后再看你自己心里面有哪些笑。神他求神帮助你把这个笑给除掉。
And what kind of ease that is in you that need to be removed?
让我们每个礼拜天大家在一起的时候。不只是说只是来了大家有好朋友你好我好大家好这个很好的这个朋友的关系而乃是在你们一起敬畏我们的神神的荣耀就在我们中间彰显
So when we come on Sunday it's not just social and then we come to glorify God
让我们低头做祷告
And let's pray
主耶稣我们谢谢你你自己在十字架上已经为成了我们的羔羊
And Lord we just want to thank you you have said it's done
你的宝血已经流下来了，做我们门框跟门楣的血。
And your blood has that is put on the door that is already saved us.
你今天给我们的有这个有了这样子的救恩，主真是也是求你自己帮助我们，真是能够在你的面前除掉那些的捆绑跟我们的笑。
And we have received your salvation, but we need to continue to remove the bondage and the ease.
让我们今天在弟兄姐妹在教会里来敬拜你的时候，愿你的荣耀在我们中间彰显。
And when we come to worship you, so your glory will fill in this tabernacle.
谢谢主，真是让我们像是一个如鹰展翅。
And we just want to thank you. It's like an eagle roar.
让我们今天在这边赞美你的时候，就像这个老鹰的翅膀张开。
And so when we try to worship you, to praise you, it's just like an eagle expand its wings.
真是你自己都带我们到更上一层的经历。
And carry us to a next level.
不是让看像小麻雀，让我们靠我们自己的努力想要得到你的这个喜爱。
Not like a sparrow try the very, very best effort try to please you.
真是让我们今天到你面前来享受，来经历你自己的大能，就像这个老鹰。越飞越高 是因为是你的这个你的软牛带着我们往上走。
So it's like we can continue to experience you just like an eagle.
求你自己恩待你的教会。
And continue to have mercy to your church.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 好，请敬拜团。